Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
A new primary school curriculum will be phased in next year across every primary school in the country. It's the first major curriculum change in 26 years, and it'll see changes to health and sex education, earlier lessons on puberty, earlier foreign languages, and a greater emphasis on STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering and maths. Well, we're joined now by Dr. Mary Kelly, Academic Dean at Hibernia College, who led the rollout of the last primary school curriculum for teachers in 1999, and also by Maureen Ní Kelleher, who is Director of Education, Equality, Research and Learning with the INTO and with the Irish National Teachers Organisation. And you're both very welcome to the programme this evening. Thank you for joining us. Mary, am I come to yourself first? 26 years since the last curriculum started being rolled out. What do you make of this new plan?
Yes, good afternoon, Sarah. And a very long time ago, I remember it all. Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted to welcome this new framework. I think after 26 years, it's reflective of the modern society that we've become in Ireland. And I think most importantly for me, as someone who's been involved in teacher education and in Hibernia College, it recognises the quality and professionalism of our teachers, because this curriculum gives them huge autonomy and agency to make decisions for the children in front of them. It's far less prescriptive than it was 26 years ago. I remember we rolled each subject out over a period of time. This is a framework, and it really is setting out key competencies and key skills that we want our young people to develop. And I think that's very modern. It's really been informed by a huge piece of research and a lot of stakeholder engagement in this curriculum. So I really welcome what I think is a very modern curriculum now, and one that will drive us forward in education as we move into the 21st century, and very much that focus on 21st century skills for young children.
Okay, and Maureen, I might bring you in here. Would you also have a positive reaction?
Yes, I would indeed, and good evening to all your listeners. I think this is a very welcome development. INTO has welcomed the launch of the five specifications, their publication by the Minister today. As Mary has said, and I'd like to reiterate it, there has been huge consultation in developing the framework, in developing the specifications. The NCCA has gone far and wide. It has been one of the biggest consultations, I think, really, in the history of the state. And it does reflect the Ireland in which we live now. And the INTO would be welcoming the specifications. Mary talked there about teacher agency. And I think it's an acknowledgement that across Europe, our teachers are seen as being the highest quality. And now we are acknowledging that here by giving teachers and school leaders and school communities a say in what they do themselves, without being too overly prescriptive, by giving them frameworks within which to work. Okay. And Mary mentioned there the support that had been given for the previous curriculum, which was, I suppose, given time, took time and has stood the test of time. And we would be very much calling in INTO for support for this curriculum along the lines that were given for the previous one. We've certainly got value for money for the investment in the previous curriculum, and we would be looking for similar for this.
Okay, and actually I might stick with that for the moment. What sort of support did you get last time, and what would you envisage needing this time in terms of the rollout?
Well, I suppose last time, and Mary and I remember this well, yes, we soldiered together on it. We are of a certain age. Last time, I suppose, school closures were given. Teachers were allowed time to engage with advisors, to learn about the curriculum. And then they were also allowed time to go back into their schools and to sit and to plan and to collaborate. And between 1999 and 2008, with 1 year for consolidation and review the last time, where we all sat back and took a breath, schools actually had 6 school days of closures for the rollout of the curriculum. And at INTO Congress last Easter, our General Secretary John Boyle called for the same for teachers this time around, that while we will be, I'm sure, engaging with advisors from the support services again this time around, teachers will need time and school leaders will need time to go back into their schools and to sit and to discuss what curriculum looks like in their particular situation. What does this mean for our school? And we need to give our teachers that time to plan.
So is that 6 school days over the years between 1999 and 2008?
Every year. 6 school days every year. Now, take your parent hat off now, Sarah.
Oh, and well, Maureen, I have to think.
Professional
like,
hat.
I'm thinking of
put
all the parents out there.
Hat here.
Six, that's a full extra week, a year off. More than a week, a year off.
It's not a, it's not off,
off
because the teachers will be working.
It's off for the kids. Like
it's 3% of contact time, Sarah. It's 3% of the contact time that teachers have with pupils in the Irish school year at the moment, which is one of the longest in Europe. So 3% is not a lot of time to look for.
Okay, so that would be the expectation of the INTO that,
that would be the expectation
there would be
of
six
the INTO.
School days for the next, what, 6 years? Or how long would you expect it to be
well, the
rolled
last,
out?
The last curriculum took 9 years with a year for consolidation review. We'd be saying at least six. It may take longer. We may need time to review in the middle like we did the last time, which I think was a very healthy thing to do, where there were at one particular point, I think 2003, 2004, there was a pause on the rollout of new subjects. And schools consolidated the learning they had done and they planned forward.
And I know that's all to the greater good.
It is. I'm glad you said that.
Well, to make sure the teachers, you know what they're teaching and know how to teach it. But is there not a negative effect on children missing six school days a year for the next 6, 7, 8 years? Is there not a negative effect?
I think you'll find that if you look at the cost-benefit analysis on this, the better prepared the teachers are for the change and the redevelopment of the curriculum, the more effective their teaching time will be. Yeah. And that has been proven both here in Ireland and our previous curriculum was, there are enactment reports on the NCCA website. And also you only have to see how well we perform to see how well that investment paid off.
You know, I knew, and, sorry, I, think, and I do want to come back to you, Mary, in a second, but Maureen, I knew the text would come in and you know what I'm going to say, I think, probably before I say it. Would you not do this over the school holidays that you get paid for? You know, you do get paid for them. Is that not
we
the
do.
Time to do,
we do.
Skills and training and all that?
And teachers engage in professional development during the school holidays as
so
well.
So is that not the time to do this?
No, because this is a time for schools to sit down and to work together and to then go back into their class, teachers to go back into their classrooms the next day, the next week, and to adapt their teaching, to adjust, to engage, to see, does this work? Does this work here? Do I need to go and speak to a colleague about this? We know teachers engage in, tens of thousands of teachers engage in CPD and professional learning over their school holidays every year. Yeah. But the most effective CPD that a teacher can do is actually while they can then go back into the classroom within the next few days and put that learning into action, talk to the children. There's a huge amount around teacher agency and okay. child agency in this.
And can
so we
I
need
take
the
it
children
from the
there
point
the
of view of the INTO that this is not possible to roll out this curriculum? Is that what you're telling the Minister without what you're talking about there, without a minimum of 6 days training
without
within the school year?
Yeah, without sufficient supports, this will not work. It has to be rolled out in a way that is well resourced. And we're not just talking about time here for the teachers. We're also talking about funding for resources. That happened between 1999 and 2008. As each new subject came in, schools were given financial grants for resources. And you must also remember, Sarah, that we are still operating in Ireland as one of the largest class sizes in Europe.
Yeah,
we're also asking for a reduction in class size. If this is to work, we have to invest. The government has to put its money where its mouth is.
Mary, what do you think of all that?
You know, I think there's an opportunity here. And obviously in initial teacher education, we're already beginning to change our programmes and to future-proof these programmes for to ensure that our student teachers are going out into the schools well-prepared. We've made significant changes to the programme already. Obviously resources are always key and will be, but it's about that collaborative community coming together. I think, you know, we've always done well as teachers in actually, as Maureen said, engaging in professional development, and we certainly will play our part in ensuring that our teachers are well prepared to develop this curriculum. Yeah. I think the other piece
I'm just sitting here as a parent thinking, what am I going to do? Like, I don't know where I'm going to find, you know, childminding for those days. How am I going to manage it? Will I have to take extra leave? you know, it just that is going to cause so many practical difficulties for parents.
Well, this year already, for the rollout of the framework, you will have 3 closure days for the school.
I think parents in a way have factored in, you know, there's always a school closure day here or there, you know, and they accept it. But to be told that there's 6 days, I think is a hard pill to swallow. But also, can you clarify, Maureen, would that be it then, the 6 days, or would there be other school closure days for other sorts of training on top of that?
Well, I suppose, Sarah, we have to ask the Department of Education if they are going to cut back on the initiative overload that seems to be rolling out in schools at the moment. Schools, as well as, engaging with a new curriculum, are also engaging with new child protection guidelines. They'll be engaging with a new code of behaviour. They'll be engaging with new anti-bullying codes.
So there may be more days apart from that.
We've asked the department to pull back
elections,
on these initiatives.
And someone has texted here about elections, you know, or other...
Well, the INTO has no control over elections, Sarah.
I know. But do you understand, Maureen, where I it's not me. I mean, the text line is hopping, and I'm sure you'd be prepared for that.
Because, I
mean, you know, parents are to the pin of their collar trying to keep things going. Most families, 2 working parents, you know, just trying to keep everything on the road. And this comes along, you know, and how do they manage? And can you understand why they say, can you not do that?
The provision of childcare is another, the provision of proper childcare in this country is a really topical and current debate. But what we're talking about at the moment is children's education. And we're not just talking about childcare. We're talking about children's education, and we're talking about INTO making sure that its members, who are very dedicated to what they do, are properly resourced and properly educated and properly trained to deliver the highest quality education and teaching and learning in their schools that they can. And that can't be done on the cheap, and it can't be done, oh, we'll do it in the summer holidays, or a webinar here, a webinar there. We did it right between 1999 and 2008. We're asking the department to do it right again.
Yeah, I'll just give you a taste of some of the texts. The INTO are mad. This is crazy. 6 days is nuts. Teachers need to get a reality check. CPD can be done in July, August, Easter, and all the other breaks. You're saying that's not possible, Maureen?
Well, if you want a proper enactment of this curriculum, if you want teachers to engage with their pupils, if you want to roll out this curriculum framework in the way it is designed, with teacher agency, with child agency, with consultation, with everybody singing from the same hymn sheet, this has to be done in a time when teachers can go back into their classrooms and they can put their learning into practice.
Yeah. Right.
If somebody does a course in the first week in July, the impact of that in the first week in September is something that is not as effective as a school closure on a Friday and a teacher going back in on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of the following week to put their learning into action and to engage with their colleagues and their pupils. It's the most effective way of doing it. Research and experience teaches us that.
Okay, Mary, I just want to ask you finally, because I'm afraid I didn't get to dig into the details with
the
bombshell that Maury landed on me there for next year. But on the detail of the curriculum, just briefly, you know, the way you're saying that there's going to be, it's going to be much less prescriptive for teachers, and they have a framework now in which to operate. Does that mean that you could have children in different schools not learning different things, but learning things differently?
Absolutely. And I think that is what we want, isn't it? We want diverse, inclusive practices from our teachers. We want our teachers to be able to respond to the children that are directly in front of them and be able to identify their needs and see what motivates them. There are key competencies. There are key learning outcomes. So it won't be a free-for-all for teachers in that sense. But what ignites the spark in your children in front of you? What are they passionate about? You'll have time to go with that. You'll have time to develop their collaborative skills of working, their communication skills, their creativity. There's a real playful sense to this curriculum in responding to children at where they're at, and that's definitely different. I mean, children have always been at the heart of curriculum, but this one really leans itself into where your children are at that time, and whatever their interests are, you have that autonomy to be able to follow and excite them and motivate them, and that's what school should be.
Well, it certainly should when it's on. Mary, thank you, and Maureen, I don't mean that as a cheap shot, Maureen, I understand where you're coming from, and you have laid out your case very, very well. That's Maureen Ní Kelleher, who is Director of Education, Equality, Research and Learning with the INTO, and Dr. Mary Kelly, Academic Dean at Hibernia College. You can let us know what you think about all that to 51551.
We'll be right back.